This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
People, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast! Coming at you once again. And if you heard that intro, that means you're tuned in. And that also means we're grateful for that. We can't believe it. After, what's it been, 9 years?
No. You're tuned in to S-Pops, P-Pops, and Danny Dog. In the background, we have the original Leslie Pops and the John G.
And the only one dressed to match that voice is Danny today.
He's well, see, wearing, that's what brought it out.
I know.
You got to explain him.
He's wearing gold chain. Oh, no. I saw this person walking down to my house today, right before this podcast. I thought was a hoodlum come to rob. No, I was like, for real. I was about to turn back and say, Charlie, there's a stranger here and I don't trust him. Because you were swaggering down my driveway and your hood was up like you were covering up shady stuff.
And my legs are bore.
Yeah, I just thought it was wrong, whoever it
the
was.
Chain weighs,
it was Danny.
The chain weighs more than Danny.
Yeah.
The chain is very large.
That was
large.
Mean, Serene.
No.
He's medium, Dan.
The chain is super large, so he can be large, and still the chain no, can weigh Dan. More than him.
Did that hurt your feelings?
I can't be hurt at this point.
Okay.
We've gone through puberty.
No, but he wore the outfit just for us, correctos?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to keep it real with a gold chain. You know, that's where I'm from. We from the mud. We out there in M-Town. You know, y'all don't even know. Right up here on the hilltop with parents and such.
Yeah. See, it's so easy for you because that actually was you, right? You guys don't know if you read his book. He was brought up in
Motown.
Memphis, Motown. And you were a delinquent drug dealer.
He's a good actor, but he ain't this good.
So that means it is him. You know? Yeah.
No one's this good.
Yeah. No, I mean,
he just feeling it too much.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. I want to do a real practical party today. I want to talk about a superfood spotlight all party long. So for those of you who don't like us to get down to the meaty weeds, today it's all vegetarian practical stuff. Ooh, that's weird.
Oh, but we don't do vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
And you're trim
healthy. She means we're not.
It was a metaphor.
It was a metaphor for, you know, how we're bringing some meat, we're bringing some spiritual deep. She's saying, hey, we got practical forage.
Forage. Yeah. Okay. Despite all that.
We're still weird. The whole thing's weird.
How weird should we start again?
Take the chain off and we'll do better, Dan.
I want to talk about rice. I want to spend a whole potty on rice.
Yay.
Because I feel like there's a lot of confusion about it in the world generally, in the Western world, not so much in the Eastern world and Asia where they eat it all the time. I feel like even in Trim Healthy Mama, there's confusion about it. I would like to
talk about. I think it's all out in the keto world and all that arsenic, this, that, and all that. Pearl, you got to clear it up for us all.
Okay, loves. About to.
And the issue with weddings. Does it kill the birds?
Oh, that's a deep one. Let's not go there. You can have your own Danny podcast and address that subject, okay?
Okay.
I want to teach you or talk, and I'm sure that Serene will chime in. Danny might have something to say about how to use rice for your benefit. And by benefit, I actually mean...
Benefit.
Not I just actually mean fit. No, not just pleasure fit. I actually mean rice can really help you. And I think we've come into more of this. Brown rice has been on plan, wild rice, whole grain rice, since the very beginning. It wasn't like with potatoes where we were super scared of it. Serene?
No. We loved our good old
rice. We loved our rice.
A good old
for
half cup
meal.
Of ricey.
Yeah, half to three quarters. We said limited three quarters. But I've really come into a newfound love and freedom with rice even more than when I started because I'm in this E stage of my life, you know, where I still have my S meals, but I shine the focus on my E's. And so rice has been a real boon to me. I love this stuff so much. I have a love affair with it.
And for new peeps in the room, she's in this new season where, you know, the great thing about Trim Healthy Mama is you can use this through the seasons of life and you just kind of like tweak it around for the new season. And in the reproductive years for Pearl, you really shine light on the fats really well. And you still love and celebrate the fats. But in the postmenopausal years for Pearl, she has realized that the E-meals has kicked her metabolism into a high rev and she didn't have to gain metabolism menopausal weight.
No, I didn't.
In fact,
and
she's
I've got a whole
here,
book coming out on it. I hope John will kill me if I give a date.
Do you want to get the name though? Because I love the name.
Yeah, the name is Trim Healthy Wisdom.
Oh, I love
that. And it's all about it's all about being wise for your new season. Mm-hmm. And the foods that you choose in wisdom, the thoughts that you think in wisdom, the practical things that you do in wisdom. And I hope it's for the new year. John just got his gun out because I set a date. That's always something to hope for. Anyway.
It could be new year 2035.
Could be, John.
She was fake.
Yeah, let's get cookies back without the mold.
You talking about your pleasure cookies?
Yeah.
I couldn't get any on the website.
I know, because they had a mold problem, Dan.
That's why they were...
And do you know why they had a mold problem? Because we are true to adding no junk to our cookies. But
no,
don't
preservatives.
Worry. We're going to find out something and a way. There's nothing impossible.
They've been in testing now for about 3 months. And we've had highs and lows with the testing. I think we've got a solution.
We promise that we're going to get those cookies back to you without any junk added, and they won't have mold.
Oh, I got you. The challenge of the real challenge. Food without preservatives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
And you're waiting to perfect that on the cookies.
Why do other people's cookies last for forever? Because
there's
a reason.
In the meantime, I've said it before and I'll say it again, for pleasure.
Yeah.
From the THM website. Dude, the cherry hydrates, but direct to mouth as pixie sticks. Is as pleasurable as it gets.
That's Danny Wisdom. That's why he's not writing the
if you
healthy
have a book
wisdom.
Called Trim Healthy Danny Wisdom, look, it might say that.
The cookies
pixie
are
sticks,
gone.
Pixie sticks, pixie
and
sticks.
I don't know what else will send the chemicals that those cookies would send in your brain than pixie sticks direct to mouth.
It was good, Dan.
I'm sorry, pixie sticks. What are they called? Hydrates.
Hydrates, cherry berry. Oh my goodness. All right, let's
rice.
Just having a wisdom flash right now.
No, it wasn't actually hot flash. It was just warmth.
Okay.
If I get a hot flash, which...
What happens?
Wow.
What do we need?
It starts the burning in the face, goes throughout my whole body. Sweat. Heat. Serene touched me once. I'm like, touch me. She's like, oh, I was a fire. I was a volcano lady.
Yes, she was. Yes.
But anyway, I'm getting through those too. Hey, rice. Yes. Rice can spike your blood sugar. Because it is a starchy grain. But why do we think it's fattening? And I want to ask this question, is rice fattening? I used to think, you better be careful with rice, right? Now I say wise with rice, but I used to think, I better not eat too much rice. Even in my Trim Healthy Mama journey, even in an E, I better not do that too frequently because rice is one of those starchy grains, Pearl. So, be wary of it, right?
Right.
I've changed my tune. And I think a story that helped me change my tune was my daughter, Meadow, spent a year in Japan with her husband, Kendall. And, I was saying, what are you eating over there? And they're saying, it's hard to get beef, And she's like, Mom, I'm actually eating a lot of rice. And I thought to myself, oh, no, it's going to be terrible for your weight, And Kendall was we're eating rice. We do find small amounts of protein. We're eating lots of veggies. But, Mom, we're eating a lot of rice. It's what we can get. And everybody eats here a lot of rice. Well, they came back so thin from Japan. And Kendall's like, I'm dropping weight so fast. He's like, he tried to gain weight over there. He was dropping it that fast.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to be thin.
No, he doesn't want to be thin. He doesn't like his wife to be too thin too.
No.
So then I talked to them about it, when I came back. And she said, I would, and I'm going to talk about white versus brown. I'm still about the brown.
Thank you,
but they would try to find brown over there, but sometimes they even had to use white rice.
Yeah.
And people in Japan are thin.
Yes.
Their traditional diet.
They do walk a lot, though.
They
too.
Do walk
a
lot.
She did say that there's not a lot of transport.
Yep. No, you're walking to a train or you're walking. Yes. You're doing a lot of that, so that helps.
There's transport. There's not a lot of your own transport. Yeah. Yes.
But there is something to the rice. Kendall said, they don't put a lot of fat with their rice. Okay, so think about the way we eat rice in the US diet or the Western diet.
Cheesy rice.
Okay, Mexican. Let's think about the ways. There's Mexican. What do they have it with?
Sour cream, guacamole.
Cheese, queso.
Yeah, cheese, queso.
Okay, it's all mixed in with your beef refried beans with lard.
Vomit with all the fats.
Okay, there's one way. What about when you go to a Chinese restaurant, you eat it fried?
Yeah, the sweet and sour fried breaded
oil,
shrimp.
And they give you like 2 cups, right?
Yeah.
What about when you go to a Japanese, right? It's drenched in yum-yum sauce.
Which is
just basically mayonnaise and sweetener.
Or even if it looks like pure white rice, it's often cooked in a sugary water even.
Yep.
And you don't see a syrup on it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was trying to think of what are the ways that we even eat rice in the US and Western countries? We take it from the other countries, but then we put our big US
children have it just naturally.
Yeah.
If they're going to do it sweet, it's a big pat of butter the size of their head and then raw honey all over it and they'll add milk. If they're going to do it savory, it's a pound of cheese.
Yeah. So the way we eat rice here is just with so much fat. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, in Trim Healthy Mama, well, we pulled the fat out. But in my head, I'm trying to say I was still wary of it.
Yeah.
So as I looked at Meadow and Kendall and they kept describing this, you know, this, so many of their meals were based around it, but they were doing so many e-meals over there.
Lots of veggies with them?
Lots of veggies and in broths they would even put it and they would have it in soups. But
their protein would often be in the broth because it's a lot of
And they would have small amounts. Beef was so expensive of only there. They couldn't get a lot of it. So they have small amounts and lots of veggies and things like that. And think about when we went to China, Serene. It wasn't the rice that they have here in the big Chinese restaurants all fried. They would have the rice
steamed in small amounts,
but more like we have it on Trim Healthy Mama, three quarter cups amounts.
Yeah, they weren't three or four cups like here in America.
No.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fried.
No, it wasn't.
And the only people that have obesity problems in China is the new generation. The older people, the people that eat the traditional Chinese diet, which has rice in it, even though it's white, are thin.
Yes, they are.
It's only the people that are doing the modern McDonald's and they're taking on the Western diet that have obesity over there. I mean, Serena and I went there.
Yeah,
we saw it.
So plain rice with salt is not really a thing to worry about.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about ways to have it.
Well, it's not like the most nutritious thing in the world.
I've got four things here today, if you've got your notebooks out.
Yes.
Four tips to make rice work for you. Okay, so the main thing. So number
one. Should I save my questions till the end?
You can, if they go along with the tips, you can save them. You can use them there.
What if he needs to go to the bathroom? Should he put his hand up?
Yes. And then.
I need to sharpen my pencil.
You can keep them for the end.
Do you remember the kid that would go blow his nose in the corner?
No, I know the kid that would just let it come out.
Oh, that's gross.
Just rock it in his desk.
Just let it go.
Oh, please. Yeah. Okay. Number one is keep to the wise blood sugar limit.
Yes.
And that is for us Trim Healthy Mamas, three quarters a cup.
Right. And
yes, you may.
There could be different levels of whys. If you're a young teenager who is like training for a triathlete, whys would not be three quarters of a cup.
It wouldn't. It would be more than that. And honestly, now sometimes I usually stick to three quarters of a cup, but if rice is going to be my main e-carb on my salad, I'm not doing any beans or anything like that.
You'll do a cup.
Sometimes I'll do a cup, but I'm at goal weight.
Yes.
But a cup just feels like pearl. You do your cup, girl.
Yeah.
But still, for me, it's wise. My blood sugar is very stable and things like that. But now I want to talk about point two. I'm going straight from point one to point two. Point one means don't do two cups of rice, guys. That's cray cray. Yeah. Don't just sit down to
Pearl said rice is healthy. Okay.
Yeah. We're not saying that. You know, when you go to the, like, even Japanese places that you go to the hibachi and they give you that rice to start with, it's like two cups. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not wise, okay?
Just because it says a Japanese restaurant doesn't mean they're doing exactly how they would do in Japan.
But here's my next point. It doesn't have to feel like meager, you're robbing me of my rice, because your number two point is bulk it up with veggies.
Yeah.
You can make rice seem like triple the amounts of rice by what you do with it. And it's veggies. Add half and half cauliflower rice, half and half regular rice.
Or half and half cognac, like half and half.
Yep, you can put little cognac.
Trim healthy rice.
We don't have that currently available. We're working on it. But you can go get it at the supermarket.
Yeah.
But you can also use, you know, the cauliflower rice when you cook it. Or you can use other veggies. Spinach with rice. It's delicious. Yeah. You can bulk it up with all sorts of veggies, mushrooms, pulverize them in the food processor to they like little pieces of rice.
And if you're using brown or the black rice, forbidden rice.
Oh, it goes so well. Do you notice that mushrooms with rice, when they're like processed like that, they bring out the flavor of rice?
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Chopped peppers are great.
Peppers. I was going to say that. And you can to make it easy for all the drive-thru sous, just get seasoning blend that's chopped peppers, onions, and celery.
Yeah.
And it's already chopped. Grab you a cup of that and put that with the rice. Now you've got basically two cups of stuff for your rice bowl. Instead of one 3/4 a cup, to me, I'm a volume eater. That's sad for me.
Yeah, super sad.
Unless it's going on my salad, which is another way. Have rice on your salad, because then you've got veggies and you've got bigness.
And you keep experiencing that texture of rice grain all the way to the end of your four cups of salad.
I know. Exactly. But you, so that's the thing. You got to bulk the thing up, right?
Right.
Rice is like candy when you're healthy.
It is, eh?
Yeah, like
I think it is.
Yeah, like it's one, like of course you want to eat a plate full of it with butter and salt on half, and on the other half, tahini.
Yeah, tahini with rice, and those are good crossovers.
It's like a rice pizza, but I can't have that for dinner.
Oh, right. Well, and you got to have some protein in there too, Dan.
Yeah.
Here's something that I love. It's sort of like my hot tomato salad that I've described
over
here. Oh,
I love your hot tomato salad.
But I get so many greens, right? And you can have this with an actual meat protein, but sometimes I put the protein in my dressing because I want to focus on the rice.
You know, I do a lot. I put protein in my dressing a lot too.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I do. I get so many leafy greens, put it on your plate, and then I do my hot tomatoes. And guys, we're coming in tomato season.
Yay!
So I just heat those tomatoes up and it brings all of that lycopene out of them. Mm-hmm. It makes them taste yummier and it makes your salad warm. So I just heat them up in a pan for like 2 minutes. That's all.
You chop them first, right? Rough cut?
I chop them,
rough cut.
Hey, I have a question in context.
But can I finish my salad?
You can do anything.
And
it's
then
your
question is coming. Then I'm putting my rice on there. Okay. So I do brown rice. And then my dressing, my plant strong dressing, which I've described here, has my protein in it. And it's so delicious. It basically is 1 teaspoon of nut butter.
Yes.
But now to bulk it even further, I do like 1 tablespoon of our peanut flour.
Yes.
Then I get our new creamy, dreamy plant protein coming out soon.
Yeah.
I put like a tablespoon or a half of that. I put a tablespoon or two of nutritional yeast.
Which has got protein too.
Protein. So I'm upping my protein all the time. I can put a little collagen in so I can round out all these proteins. Then put some water, Bragg's, cayenne pepper, whatever spices.
And then you could have a little tea with collagen in afterwards.
Oh, yeah. And you pour all that over. It's the most delicious thing in the world. That's for an E. You can make it a crossover, Danny, by putting more of the nut butter in. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
He's actually writing down his question that he was forbidden to ask.
Okay, what was your question that I just forbade?
It is now unforbid.
Yeah.
Am I right to go by color with foods? And let me explain. Like, I came down a hotel lobby once for that free continental breakfast, and I noticed everything was taupe.
Yeah. Yes,
everything
it is.
Was the exact color taupe. Yeah. And I was like, this is all came from the same machine, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking, I felt inwardly sick. I began to make myself sick because this is back when I was really struggling. But I remember thinking, like, I will not be nourished here.
Yeah,
there are not things like cells that will break and fuse with my cells and make me happy and positive.
And the only color is dye in the inside the Pop-Tart, and then the jam is like dyed for the toast.
Yeah, it's dyed taupe at best. And so, like, when I think about food from the earth, so rice is one of those foods from the earth. I picture it on a plate, but when I picture it alone, it seems to be colorless.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I interpret that as not nourishing on a cellular level.
Well, things are nourishing that are taupe, but they're usually just straight from the ground. Like even potatoes, you know, they're high in like lysine, they're high in minerals and things, and they are very taupe.
And then you got the oats.
And you've got taupe-ish. Oats, which are taupe.
But am I right to see it as lacking of stuff?
Yes,
with color?
I think you are right. And that's why Pearl's saying it's meant to be rounded out. Yeah, it's like a canvas. It's like, okay, where's the splashes of color going to fit in this canvas?
I agree. And now I think I'm going to get to my next point, which is type of rice, Danny.
Thank you.
Let's see. So now we're going to talk about all the different types of rice and the colors of rice.
My pencil dropped and I don't feel smart anymore. I've got to get it.
Hurry. Look at Les, like an assistant, gets up on cue and picks your stuff up.
Thank you. It's like I was holding a pencil and twisting it in
my
hand.
Les, what's your day rate?
I felt smart, man. I was taking in all that Pearl was saying.
Whatever.
And we should end this party with whole bunches of different ways we can enjoy rice, E or crossover.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to talk about type of rice here because it's the big brown versus white debate. Oh my goodness, it goes on the internet where people say, but white rice has sustained Asia for thousands and thousands of years. And other people are like, yeah, but you're stripping the nutrients. And other people are like, but brown rice has no more nutrients. And then it goes
back and forth. But listen, white rice has been a basis for them. But guess what? They drink green tea all day, which is so high in antioxidants, like they are going to go to the Sahara Desert in 5 seconds. They keep drinking that thing all day. Did you notice everybody carries
a
special green tea with a little thing that filter out the leaves? Yes. And they have the little spots where they can all over the place where they
sit down and drink.
Fill in their hot water for their green tea.
There's like hot water taps all over the city.
Hot water taps everywhere.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So you know, and there's so many greens and so many things in their diet. So yes, the fact that they don't eat their white rice with a whole bunch of fat and explode themselves, and the fact that they have a lot of other things going for them. Yeah. Brilliant, but it still could have been better.
I think there is good and there is better. I personally am still the fan, and I still promote, and I think you do, Serene. We're both sort of on the same level. Let's promote brown rice because it's better. So I want to talk about why.
Well, you know, let's just think about America. Monsanto Foods have been keeping America alive, kind of, for decades.
Yeah.
But better is out there, organic. Yeah. So my point being, just because it's been keeping China alive, white rice, doesn't mean they wouldn't have been better off had they not had it brown.
So the downside of refining grains is it removes the fiber, but it's not just the fiber. So the minerals and the iron and many B vitamins. You see, rice is high in B vitamins. We need them for our brain.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Now, I've never even had to even go research it because my brain says God made it that way. I don't even care. I'm not even going to look into it. Just eat it. People say, oh, but brown rice has, we've found out now, it has high levels of arsenic. And I'm like, I don't care. Apple seeds have high levels of arsenic. God made the brown rice. I'm just going to eat it. But Pearl, do you have information for us to set those people free who are actually concerned
about
that?
Yeah, I do. It's coming at the end. And point 4.
Okay, great.
We're up to point 3.
Just got to make sure.
I have this new theory about fiber and I've shared it here before. And that fiber is so important because fiber tones your bowels and gives them muscle tone. The more muscle tone you have, the better your metabolism is. Because even when you're sitting here, your bowels are toned and they're working. The only thing that tones bowels is fiber.
Yes.
And so when you have this, your bowels are made out of all your intestines. They have a muscle layer.
Oh, yes.
And if they don't have the fiber to push through, they get lazy and sluggish. And so you see brown rice is important versus white because it makes
it's
you thinner,
fiber.
Not just because it might be less in calories. It has fiber.
So white rice is lacking fiber?
White rice doesn't basically have any
and
fiber. It's been stripped.
Does white rice grow out of the ground anywhere?
It does, but they take the, you know.
No, white rice by itself doesn't grow out of the ground.
No.
Nowhere.
No, it has to be stripped. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. I didn't know you mean.
Only after it's stripped of its fiber.
Yes.
That's huge, man.
Okay. So I did a bit of study for this party and I brought some studies and some, you're going to be very interested.
But I have a question in context, Pearl.
Yep.
A question in context. What motivation do we have to take the fiber from? Why are we breaking food in half?
Well, because
the devil
made
other than
do it.
Lucifer.
Well, some people, I think
the brown was the color of the peasant's clothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the king's
the white more noble
white
rice.
I don't
dainties.
Know. Don't know why people started doing that. Why do people eat white bread? They think it's fluffier and easier, less chewing. Chewing actually burns calories too.
So my boys are into this age where they feel like, ooh, I've got to start getting a handsome jaw, a Gaston jaw. So they took note of their older 28-year-old brother who ordered something from the internet to strengthen the jaw, some crazy stupid thing.
Chewy. It's
and
a
I'm
chewy
like, don't
men.
Waste your money. Just eat my bread.
Yeah.
That's right.
My bread has way more muscle strengthening than
poor,
that stuff.
Poor
thing.
Modern people not eating real food anymore have to like go get jaw strengthening
devices. Yeah, they
devices.
Do. Isn't that funny? But according to the health authority, Precision Nutrition, not all calories are created equal. This holds true when comparing the amount of energy it takes to chew, swallow, and digest food. See, it all counts, right? In one study, walnuts were anticipated to be about 20% less calories than assumed, right? And this is only because the standard food calorie testing methods are not accurate and they don't take into account high fiber that gets absorbed by our bodies. A study where a brown rice diet was compared with a white rice diet, the brown group had reduced weight, waist to hip circumference, BMI, and blood pressure. they ate the same amount of rice. Interesting, mm-hmm. right? Brown rice was also helpful for decreasing inflammation and cardiovascular disease risk. Study two. In another study, women were put on a low-calorie meal replacement, which either contained white rice or a mixture of brown and black. We know how good black is. Serene, we'll talk about that soon.
Yes.
Both groups did lose weight since they were restricting calories, but the group who were on the whole grain mixed rice diet lost more weight and also had improvements in their antioxidant levels in their blood.
Go brown.
Yep.
Go
A
brown.
National Health
brown,
and USA! Nutritional Examination Hashtag. Survey showed that both adults and children who consumed whole grains had significantly better intakes of nutrients and fiber. There was a relationship between lower body mass index, BMI, and waist circumference with the highest intakes.
Well, isn't it just like fruit juice and fruit? It's like when you take that fiber out of fruit, it's such more of a fattening situation.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we say don't drink fruit juice.
It's like turning it into an overdose level to where you interpret it like candy almost. Like,
right.
Like who doesn't want to chug orange juice?
Right,
like, man, I'd down a glass right now of orange juice, but man, to pound through like 50 oranges.
Yeah,
right,
like,
exactly.
But that's the only way to really, you should be getting that.
Right, because the sugar is slowed down.
But here's the other side of things. Down. And here's where I don't think we should get too zealous or religious. And Serena and I might not see eye to eye.
Chiming in right
Are you
here?
Starting to go say, go white USA?
Now?
Well, just after I put the slogan.
I was all
and, like,
about go brown, go brown. But now I'm just saying, don't consider yourself a big
category.
Don't consider yourself a big failure if you have some white. Because here you go. This study shows that both can help. Okay. The
right, but
there's
one
another
is best
study.
And one is less.
Yes. There's another study that
is blessed.
There was another study and they showed that the mixed rice group lost 14.8 pounds over a 6-week period. While the white rice group still lost weight, about 11 pounds.
Right. But if you're going to have a choice, you choose the better.
Exactly.
Okay. We're still
But
friends.
All I'm saying is white rice. So for me, I'm not going to die on a hill and say, it shall never touch my mouth. Like if I have sushi, I like some vegetarian sushi. I don't like, Serene loves the salmon in it.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I can't.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I can't. My brain can't do it. So I just get like avocado and the veggies and I.
Wuss.
Yeah, I'm a wuss. Sushi wuss, but I love it. And it's a bit of a crossover because I get the avocado, but it always seems to be great on the
but
scale.
But I thought you agreed with crossovers.
No, but I'm just telling
Thank
people.
Thank you very much.
Telling people. So white rice, I would just consider it, this is my thing, I do sushi with white rice. Right, I have it about once a week or once every 2 weeks. And I thought, that's fine. I tasted it with brown rice once. You know, our Kroger that sells it. They only had the brown. I hated it, Serene.
Oh, but I love it. It was just a bad dish.
Hated it. But then the next time I went back, they only had it with brown. And I'm like, darn. I bought it and I kind of liked it. Now they've taken, I don't know if you told them and you went and said, get rid of that white rice because now they only have brown and I love it.
Brown Good. Rice sushi has to be done right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I... Like, I was sitting here like, I'm about to be a purist. No more white rice. And then I thought about, the minute you said sushi, I was like, not possible.
I think it's fine. If you're like a sushi purist and you're like, I'm just going to have it once every couple of weeks, I'm going to tell you how to do sushi.
Well, let me just
Stop
tell you
Stop having the big old sauces drizzled all over it because that's what's
the
putting you away.
Can I just let the purist be at ease just to show that we can be balanced too. When I have a choice and I go to Whole Foods to get my sushi.
Yeah.
Which isn't very Japanesey, but
it's
just
not even good.
No, but listen, they have white and brown. When there's a choice, I always choose the brown. It's just a no-brainer. But if I'm at a restaurant, they don't usually have brown.
Right.
I will still order sushi.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will
yeah.
still enjoy sushi.
But let's talk about sushi, Serene.
Yes.
It can be, I think, helpful.
Yes.
But if you go there, you go make the right sushi choice. People are getting all
the it's like coffee.
Yeah, it's true.
It's
you
like
go to Starbucks and get
fattening.
A good choice or a bad choice.
Yes, but
if you're getting all the crispy fried things on top and then the big sweet sauce
and the mayonnaise
creamy,
sweet sauces.
Yeah,
don't get those
left
mayonnaise.
The sushi realm.
You're American styling it, girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, you look at what they've done with the pizza.
And then before the sushi comes, you get a udon, whatever you call it, entree starter.
Yeah.
Just all that just white glue right there in long strips.
Yeah, like I'm ready to convert, though, to my like plate. Like when I've got chicken beside it and green beans or something, like I can totally do brown rice.
Yeah.
Well, I'd get my fiber back.
Yeah.
I just didn't look at it that way.
And
I was
so,
like,
but Danny, have you ever tasted black rice?
No. It's in fact, I've heard better. You mention black rice and I've been amazing. Like, what?
It was called forbidden rice there for a while because it was forbidden by everybody but these elite.
Is that where the nutrients are in the black?
Yeah, even higher.
It's anxanthins. Is it what it's called, Pearl?
Anxanthins.
No, but there's something called
And yeah, that's what I call them, anxanthins.
No, that's a whole different
thing. Chrysanthemums.
That's Now I'm going to look it up. I think we're saying the same thing, but
no,
maybe
we're not.
Okay.
I'm going to look
anyway, it's higher in antioxidants, higher in protein, higher in everything. And it's yummy, Dan. Serene's got a recipe called the Black is Beautiful Salad in Rashida's cookbook.
Oh, it rocks, people.
Trim Healthy Future. Actually, Serene, that one's getting a lot of...
Instead of looking up the nutrients in black rice, I put Black is Beautiful, which black is beautiful, but it's just...
But you... But that salad's really catching traction in the group, Serene. Like, people are starting to make it.
Yay.
And they're loving it. Oh, Dan, you got to make it. It has, like, black raspberries on it too, right, Serene?
Can we get black rice from, like, Kroger?
Yeah, you can, right, Serene?
Where black rice from Kroger? You can get black rice from Kroger's.
It's nutty, Dan. It's like
the
yummiest thing in the world.
The good old Emmy. The good old Emma? Yeah, that's where I buy mine. Pearl, I'm going to tell this thing because I want to...
It's sometimes called purple rice, but it's more black.
Okay. What do you have a brand you like on Amazon?
I don't know. I just brought it in a big brown sack, Dan.
So look,
this
for
is
the big
anthocyanins.
Brown sack.
Anthocyanins.
I think I was trying to say that. No, that's anthocyanins.
That's a different whole thing, girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Anthocyanin is the one of the antioxidants in black rice. It's just incredible, incredible. And you
forbidden
get that.
Rice in the big brown bag.
Yes. There you go. There you go.
What about red rice, red brown rice? See, there's so many varieties. If you think to yourself, I just don't like rice, try some others because there's brown basmati too.
And listen, and that's just a lovely flavor. On and on about anthocyanins. Let me just tell you what it is. It's a group of flavonoid plant pigments and they are responsible for the purple color in black rice. Even though it says black rice, the soak water of the rice, it turns purple.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And it is, and blueberries. Purple sweet potatoes, it has anthocyanins in it too.
Yeah.
But research shows that this anthocyanins has strong, it's not just a general anti-inflammatory food. It's a strong, intense anti-inflammatory capabilities. It's an antioxidant, anti-cancer.
So rice is actually an anti-inflammatory food. It's considered that. Now, if you get the black, it's even more.
And it helps against heart disease, obesity, and other things.
One good thing about rice too, most people can tolerate it. It's like very tolerated well for people with sensitivities. That's probably why you do so well with it too, Dan. Your gut loves it, right?
It's fine. Totally
it's
fine.
It's very digestible. I'm going to talk about ways to make it even
as long
more
as I
digestible.
Don't overeat it.
Yeah. Which, and that's the thing. Yeah.
Which is my possibly primary problem.
Yeah, but do you know why you overeat it? And I'll tell you why.
Because of weakness of the mind.
No, because it's just a little forethought that needed to go into it. When you pre-make it with the veggies, like Pearl said, mm-hmm. there's no way to overeat it because every time you're having a more serving,
right,
you're filling up on those veggies.
Yeah, I was swallowing
so
it.
So you can take, you can have your big bowl, but really half of it's veggies. So when you go for your seconds, you're still ending up only with one bowl for you, Dan. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I find too, balancing out foods like we're talking about curbs that ravenous pack in as much as possible. Like if I just have white rice with butter.
Oh, you can eat so much of that.
And salt. Oh, I can eat all of it.
Yeah, you just
all
can
of
eat
it.
All.
Like,
yeah.
Like if there's more, I could do more.
Right, because there's no fiber in it. There's nothing telling your tummy you're full. It's just starch.
That's why he
it.
Can't eat two eggs. This is the Dan of the now two eggs, but he can eat all of the white rice.
They're like miniature butter wraps.
There's no protein telling him that he's satiated or anchored.
Yeah.
Right.
But here we go. This is my point number four. Cooking style matters.
Ooh.
So
are you into this congealing with the cold and then reheating?
I am a little bit. So here's the deal.
Because I do that.
Yes, of course you do. If you've got edgy blood sugar, or if you just want to be like Serene and make it
even
better on your blood
sugar. Well, the only reason I do is
because
I make a big pot for my family and stick the darn whole pot in the fridge.
There are a couple things you can do. So the same way, if you can do this potatoes, like you create more what is called resistant starch in your rice or your potatoes by cooking first, then placing in the fridge. And then when you reheat.
Let me interrupt. It's not even like a process for me, like, ooh, I'm doing this for resistant starch. It's about ease for me. At the beginning of the week or when the pot is empty, I cook the thing up and then I think this is going to be easy food for my children to make. So I stick the pot in the fridge when it's cooled, like when it's not hot on the stove anymore. And then they just take it out when they want, fry up yummy stuff with it. And I fry up veggies and proteins with it. But you see, it's when you think of it like that, it's not like an extra work.
No, but here's the thing.
Extra ease.
So doing this, cooking then putting in the fridge only gives you about 10% more resistant starch, which doesn't count as starch. Your body doesn't see it as blood sugar. So yahoo for 10%,
hey,
right?
Hey, if you're going to have a 10% discount, won't you take it?
I love it.
Or you're going to leave it?
No, I take it every time. But what about this? What if there's a way to take another 40% almost?
Whoa. I'm down.
Okay. So it's.
I'm not.
It's not. He wants his starch.
I'll keep my starch.
But let's just say you're a type 2 diabetic or you're pre-diabetes, okay? You need to do this to rice because rice is probably a bit spiky on your blood sugar. Like it's more spiky than
oats. Well, maybe this
way
you could have 7 bowls though, Dan.
Hey, let's hear it.
Okay, so here's a way to reduce starch in your rice by almost half. And if you do this plus the refrigerate method, you're good. I mean, it's still an E because it's a grain.
So first you do the refrigerate method.
No, darling, this is how you cook your rice. It's going to be the way you cook it, okay? So if you look up this YouTube, it's called How to Wash Rice. It's on YouTube, but I'll give you the basics. This removes tons of the starch. It removes the arsenic, Serene, and just in case you are really weird about the arsenic, okay? Yeah.
But you're not, right?
I'm not.
Just so you know, the Hilltop water has arsenic in it.
I know, a little bit of arsenic.
That's why
they say cures
so
diseases.
Awesome.
Is arsenic always bad?
No, a little
in
bit.
In high doses it is. But look at Serena and I. We're thriving.
You look. Yeah, your hair looks great.
I'm
like an oily horse coat.
And guess what? This method makes it more digestible even. Okay.
I feel like I'm driving to Minneapolis sitting on this couch.
So basically you rinse, you scrub, you wash, then you drain, then you rinse, you scrub, you wash, then drain. But really it's a fast process. So all you do is you start rinsing your rice. So however much you want to cook, you put it in your pot. Pour water into the pot. Stir two
Warm,
or three
cold,
times.
Warm, cold, hot.
I don't think it matters. I think just tap water. Tap.
Good.
Okay. You're going to do all this with
Why are you
hand.
Worried about arsenic if you're worried about chlorine?
Our water's not chlorine.
I know, but you're talking to city people.
You're
going to
rinse it off.
Good on you.
And you've got to do this fast because you're trying to get a lot of the starch out. So you don't like swirl it around with your hands two or three times real slowly. You do it in water 2 to 3 times fast, out water fast.
Like our mother would always say, give it some elbow grease.
Give it some elbow grease and get you some work going with your hand, okay? Do this 2 to 3 times. So you're rinsing 2 to 3 times. Now you're going to scrub it, okay? So you get...
So you put it between your hands and do that?
No. You get rid of all the water. There's still a little bit in to make it moist.
Sounds like you're taking away the nutrients.
If
you're diabetic,
taking away the arsenic,
do it. And if you're not,
then it's
scrub
up
the
to
nutrients
you.
Away.
It's up to you. Choose your poison. But I know I looked that up.
If I'm doing this for toddlers,
and you
I'm
don't
keeping,
take
I'm
away
scrubbed.
All the nutrients, there might be a few that go. So, but here's the deal: you make a claw with your hand, Serene. Claw, make a claw, and let me tell you if it's claw. Yes, get the right hand, whichever hand you're dominant in. Get inside your pot and quickly stir like 30 times
That's
with your
scrubbing?
Claw hand in a circular motion. That's your scrub.
Oh.
Yeah, it's getting all that starch.
Yeah, that ain't
out
bad.
Of the rice. Okay. Now, quickly pour in your more water, wash it out.
I mean, I would call that agitating the rice.
Yeah, agitate that rice.
Yeah, scrub was more what I was imagining, doing this between your hands.
Okay, well, agitate, folks.
I thought I needed like a tool or something, like with an abrasive.
It's your claw hand.
Okay.
Then you rinse
it. I feel like
it.
They should remove that word scrub and change it to something else.
To agitate.
Agitate.
Here's
we must
the deal.
Call them.
You
we
might
must
have to do this
disturb.
Again. Now put some water.
Water.
Oh, stop it, you naughties. Put some water in that rice. Does your water look cloudy still?
It would at that
Check.
Point. At that
no,
point.
It might not. If no? your water is still cloudy and you can't see your rice kernels, you've still got a lot of starch in there.
So
do
that's
it again.
The cloudy stuff on top is
if you
where
can
the
see your rice kernels, you've got most of the starch out.
Oh, wow.
Then just cook it.
Question in context.
Yes.
Do I need to do this to black rice?
Well, take all your purple anthocyanin friends
away.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to take my purple anthocyanins.
I think you're doing this for your white.
Okay, this is
no,
only...
No, brown too.
I know, but for him...
If you ever want to have right, do it.
Because he wants starch, you see.
If any of you want to have right, do this. For sure.
Can we be at a restaurant and say, please would you do this? The disturbing of the water before you cook my rice, please.
Disturbing of the water.
Think of the process, though, from the dang gummed rice growing in its natural habitat.
Yeah.
It brown coming out of the earth and then getting whatever hideous chemical bath it gets from the government. or whoever. And then it gets to you. And then you got to like do your own process just to save it. I mean, why not just get brown rice?
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. You know what Bowen showed me the other day? Did he show you?
You peeps in the room. Bowen is her eldest boy.
Yeah, my eldest son.
What?
Because we have a food scientist working for us. Oh, I want to shout out to our oldest boy, Serene. You might not even know this. Bowen and Arden.
Good old Ard part, eh?
They hit up our factory where we do all this manufacturing.
Good old Ard part and Bowen the dino. What's he called?
Yeah, Bobo the dino. So anyway, they've just been through this. You have to go through the certification. Again, this is our second one. And it's huge. It takes a week and all these people come and they check to see how clean your factory is. They check every method that you're doing and it's very nerve-wracking. Because if you fail, you have to like shut down and do all this. But guess what they got?
It's called again? There's a special name to that.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Compliance.
Yeah, or it's a compliance to see if you're compliant with all the laws of the land, you know. So you guys probably care about this because you guys are getting our foods. So they got in the top 10% of all the US, they got 96%, only 10% of people. And the couple things that they got wrong were
audit.
Nothing. Yes, an
no.
audit. Something.
No, it wasn't audit.
Were easy things. They were just like little paperwork things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Good shout anyway, out. The guy that's been helping us through this all.
Peter,
he's an amazing, we could actually have him on the potty. He's very knowledgeable. He's a natural food scientist. He showed Bowen this video. He said, you know, he's helped a lot of people with these audits. He's been to places. He showed a video of people pouring
in audit was the word.
Plastic for white rice. And some of the white rice ends up to be plastic to save money. A lot of I'm not being a sensationalist blogger. Because I said to Bowen, this is not true, Bowen. They pour plastic into this machine and out comes little grains of rice. And they put it in with white rice. And I said, but that's not
true. That? We would taste that. We
he
would
said,
feel
you
it.
Can't. He said, he's like, a lot of the rice you get here is this if you're buying white rice from China. And I said, Bowen, wrong. He said, Peter, the food natural scientist showed me this and he actually shut down a place that was doing this in America. He Whoa. Shut down a place that was doing this even in America. So listen, I'm just passing along what I saw. I saw the video.
Is that why guys are growing rice?
I don't know, but it's the way they're just saving money.
That's definitely one
horrible
one reason.
And he's like, "Mom," he said, "don't ever buy white rice." So I'm like, "Well, I don't." He said, "If you get organic white rice, they can't do it for some reason. I don't know. If you get organic, you're fine."
The devil ain't inorganic.
So listen, if you say that's a big sensational lie, maybe it is. But this is that food scientist guy has seen it firsthand.
Here's the thing. Whether it is sensationalism or the accuracy, it probably is right. But even if it's wrong, does it at least not make you want to just double check the food you're putting in your mouth?
Yeah, just double check. Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Yeah. Anyway, that was good, Pearl. So... you've disturbed the rice, and that's good.
Oh, that's it, Serene.
Oh,
now cook it. It's
so
just
good.
A bunch of claw hands in your rice.
Yeah,
think of it like that.
Yeah, then that's so fantastic.
I'm done. That's all I have to bring. I mean, now we can talk about how we eat rice.
Good I'm
rice.
Just eating black R-I-C-E. Rice and not washing it. I mean, what?
Can you give me an acronym?
No, you don't have to wash. I wouldn't wash that black rice.
So we've been here at school. We've been here at your school.
Yes.
We even had to put our hands up if we could ask questions.
You want me to full circle it.
I want you to do an acronym for us to teach us children here. Your Danith and your little sissy Serene.
Rice.
Rice. R for.
You're our hero, Pearl.
R for.
R for rice. Popsy, that was brilliant.
Give us something memorable to take home.
I don't know if you
home.
Heard Popsy yelled out, R is for rice. R is for really.
Do you write books?
No, I'm not
Are
good.
Are you sure? You're that same, Pearl?
Well, our mom is like. Like they're yelling out things with R right now that are so intelligent. Righteous
no,
rice.
But it's so true. I listened to this comedian the other day. It was the same comedian that Meta brought to you and then you sent to me.
What's his name now?
No, we can't say it because he does do the F-bomb occasionally because he's not a Christian. The Michael
McIntyre.
You don't
know that he's not a Christian.
There's other motivations
to use
the F-bombs
out there.
That aren't Christian.
I don't know if John's it. John does. I've never heard you throw the F-bomb out.
He would never. Don't ask him on the podcast. I'll have to fire him on the podcast.
No, he just said teasing. He doesn't throw F-bombs.
Okay, John, listen. Never. He was saying how when you're on you're on the phone, right? And you're like to some like whatever person and they're like, okay, so what was that name again? And you have to say, it was this, they're like, what was that F for Fox? You know? And they're like, so you say your name and then you have to say, yes, it's Serene. It's S4.
Yeah.
And then he says, whenever it's that situation, your brain goes absolutely nuts. You can't think. You get a blank. You can't think anything that is for an S.
My name is Serene. Like, S4.
Yes, Leslie.
But do you remember on the radio show that I did that? That I have that whole NATO alphabet.
Yeah, do it.
And I haven't done it for over a year, but I'm going to do it right
yes,
now.
Yes, Leslie.
Okay, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo.
No, can you start again and say A is for?
No, because that takes too long.
No, but I want it.
Can you give me the alphabet? Can you give me
A?
Because that's what's hardest. Alpha.
B.
Bravo.
C.
Charlie.
D.
Delta.
E.
Echo.
F.
Foxtrot.
G.
Golf.
H.
H?
Yeah.
Hotel.
I.
India.
No.
J.
Indigo.
Yes.
It's Indigo.
Check your internet.
India.
Daniel India. Altodo.
What? He's lost me track.
J.
What's next?
I, J.
Juliet.
Why am I doing my fingers? I'm counting on my fingers.
What's
Did
next?
I just gave it?
Isn't the alphabet hard?
K.
Kilo.
L.
Lima.
Elemento. Yeah. That's what I used to think was
Mike.
It? N.
November.
O.
Oscar.
P.
Papa.
Q.
Quebec.
R.
Romeo.
S.
Sierra.
T.
Tango.
U.
Uniform.
V.
Victor.
W.
Whiskey.
X.
X-ray.
Y.
Yankee.
Z, baby.
Oh. It's Zulu.
You almost said zebra.
She is amazing. She is amazing.
That was brilliant. That well incredible. Done. Hey, you guys, there you is your next homeschool assignment. Your kids can learn.
But this comedian, he was like, you never remember those cool things you learn. It was like this Navy SEAL guy or whatever. And he was like, I learned it in training, but when I'm asked what my name is, I totally go blank.
Do you use those in real life, Leslie? She does.
He was talking about how the
when you call
Leslie
Apple
Pops,
tech support.
You go. No, Leslie, you go
because I actually really try now to use it very, very properly, and then the person on the other end of the phone will repeat it back to me and go, "Okay, was that S for sugar?" And I was like, "S for sugar."
Yeah, you make them right. Yeah.
I took so long to learn this. Like me and Pops, original Pops, learned it on an evening.
And it actually works when you're on the phone and you're
So it's like blasphemy if they say S for sugar.
Yeah.
That's like cursing.
I'm so proud of you, Popsy. That was amazing.
You know, I always make up my own phonetic alphabet, like, because I don't know the actuals. And so when people are like,
of course you don't.
They're like, give me your email. I give it. And they're like, can you spell that? And I'm just like, D as in Danny.
Yeah.
And I just make up stuff. Usually Apple.
Well, that's the thing he was talking about. They say we train children. We say A is for Apple and we say these things. And then we get to X and we make up a whole musical instrument just for X. When we don't even have in the real world.
Yeah.
Xylophone. Like they're ever going to see a xylophone in their life or
I
ever
bet you
say
it's
it.
Funnier when the guy says
it. Oh, it's so funny. And it's so not funny when I say it.
I love you interrupting, Leslie.
Why did we go here?
Oh, because I was just talking about how I don't know how we started.
But we're right.
Because she couldn't think of anything
but
for
you
rice.
Know what? We've given the meat here and now it's 48 minutes in and now we're just indulging ourselves.
Okay, but Danny's going to do rice and then we'll end. Rice
no, he's
R
not.
For what?
You mean an anachronism?
We were supposed
for rice?
To give recipes. R we're supposed for... to be content people here, Serena. And now we're wasting people's time. Give them a recipe for rice that you like to do. Something easy.
Well,
rice for healing.
Okay,
is
so I do a big pot of rice, like I was saying, the whole way through.
And then, you take
and, then I, and then I put it in the fridge. And so my children will bring it out and they'll do crossovers, correctos. We call it mulligan.
Yeah.
And it's rice that's been cooled in the fridge. And they will add canned salmon for their protein or 2 dozen eggs to this big, huge pot, right?
Yeah, so your pot's so huge.
We put the canned salmon in first or the eggs in first and we like put a bunch of spices in there with a little coconut oil or palm oil and then we add the rice and it's not a deep fry at all, but it just kind of like sautés all up together and we throw veggies in it, whatever. Mm. But mulligan is like a daily lunch at our house for my children. But I will take a little bit of that rice And oftentimes I will do a similar thing, but I won't add all that oil. But I'll just have like a tilapia that I'll put in the air fryer, and then I'll just flake that in on the into the rice, and then just maybe I'll actually put a few stewed organic tomatoes on top.
Yes.
From a can, because it's quick for lunch, for on a lunchtime.
Yeah, I love a rice bowl, you know, but I can't, like, rice bowls are pathetic to me if you're going to use three quarters.
Can I just finish?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so sometimes if I just want to heat up rice really quickly, I'll just heat it on a nonstick skillet with a little bit of a spray of a little coconut oil. But then I'll make one of Pearl's famous dressings, which I have taken and I've tweaked it a little bit.
Oh, want to hear
that. It's 1 teaspoon of tahini.
Yep.
You stick it in a cup. And then I add 2 tablespoons, but I don't measure, just squirts of the low sodium soy sauce.
Yeah,
I do low sodium because I don't want their bad salt. I add my own. Right?
Yeah.
And then I do 2 tablespoons of nutritional yeast, and but I never measure that. It's just bleh and bleh. And then 2 tablespoons, but I never measure, of balsamic vinegar. Bleh, bleh, vinegar.
Is this that dressing you took for Katie that night we were having dinner with Katie?
Kind of sort of. It was a morph. That was a morph.
Okay.
But it was, the basis was that. Yes.
I want this exact
one.
Then
I add 1 teaspoon of baobab and 1 teaspoon of collagen.
Yum.
Black pepper. A little salt if you need to, but usually you don't, because that soy sauce is enough and the nutrition yeast is enough. And I put my handheld blender into that cup that has it all.
No water?
Oh, sorry. 2 tablespoons of water, but I never measure. Just put it under the tap for bleh, bleh. And I blend it with a handheld blender and whips it all up. Ooh. It's only got 1 teaspoon of fat, ladies and gentlemen. But at this point, you've got 1/2 cup of yum. And I pour that all over the warm rice.
It's a
one
serving, baby.
And then I throw open a sachet of like Safe Catch tuna and then throw in some crispy, because it was kind of al dente, like, or it could be raw, just chopped carrots and things.
I want to give a standing ovation right now to volume dressings too, that are still like fuel pour. Okay. Because that's like almost 1/2 cup of goodness that takes anything from drab to the most amazing meal in the world. I'm going to try that one soon.
Well, actually, I think it's akin to Pearl's fried tomato, hot tomato dressing.
Salad.
It's akin.
I call it my plant strong dressing.
I got
dressing.
The basis from that, but then I tweaked it by adding the baobab and the collagen and a few other things.
And the vinegar.
Yes.
See, I don't have the vinegar. Am I not trying yours?
It's delish.
All I want to say, I want to talk quickly about pouch rice. Pouch rice, be careful. It's so handy for us drive-through Sue's. And I found a couple that only have 1 gram of fat, because you don't want their fat. They put a lot of canola oil in them. You can go and find pouch rice, right? And you think, oh, I found pouch rice. It's like 7 grams of fat, 5 grams of fat. Not good if you want to keep it in an e-meal. And also the oil they use is probably not the best. So there are some with like only a tiny bit of oil. For some reason, it seems like they have to put some oil in the pouch. I'm not sure why.
Maybe so it doesn't stick to the plastic. Maybe.
Maybe.
I think it's a flavor thing.
And it could be. But anyway, just watch out for that. I don't know where I got my 1 gram. It might have been at Wally. It could have been at Kroger. But just watch out for pouch rice. I do use it. I think it's, but you know, We're done. Oh, I was going to say my rice bowls.
Yes.
So rice bowls are pathetic if you don't have enough rice.
Yeah.
Like, you can go on the internet, Pinterest, and find so many rice bowls, and they're full of rice, but they're not kind to your blood sugar. So if you do that 3/4 cup of rice, or 1 cup, you know, if you feel like you can handle that, and then double
the
amount.
Or do the 1 cup and you've done the refrigerator and you've done your agitating of the water.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. If you want 1 cup, do the agitated way. And then add you in some, of course, the either seasoning blend, processed mushrooms, or cauliflower, or all three.
Then your protein.
Wow. Or the plant strong dressing with added protein.
Yes. Or you could do half protein
beans.
And then your dressing too.
But you see, if I do beans and rice, I cut both amounts back. I do 1/2 cup of rice, 1/2 cup of beans.
Well, that's just smart.
It's lovely. We're done.
Get out of here, people.
Practical.
Go back to your life.
P for practical, P for Pearl.
She got with the letter thing today. Trim off in my way. And then I'll be trim